Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network today.
Today's date is September
30th, 2021. The world is in turmoil, and if you don't realize it now, you are really, really asleep, because this whole world is just in a crazy upward. But I've been saying this for a very long time, and it is the time before Messiah's glorious return, folks. You better get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city, because there is so much coming. It is just, it isn't that it's coming.
It's here.
It's here. You know, I mean, I get tired of saying, well, you know, it's coming, it's coming. It's not coming. It is here. Just look around. So you really need to listen to the sound of that shofar and heed the warning. You need to get right now before it's too late. Please make for the choice for Yeshua in your life tonight, now, before it's too late, because if you die, it is too late. So you got to get right now. And if you want any kind of protection in this trouble that's coming, you need the Holy Spirit within you. You need Yeshua. You need to do it now. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you with you. Get your machine, leave your name, number, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan. Let him know you're going to give him a call on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, the updates about the Wichita Mission Church, and the radio program archives. And all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Well, that's an easy one to remember. Anyway, we're a national satellite radio program with simulcast live on internationally. It's also on YouTube, some FM stations. Wait, back up on YouTube. You're not going to find much on YouTube anymore, because I quit posting the programs over there on YouTube because I didn't want them to kill my channel. Because I'm trying to work around where I'm going to do some programs that aren't going to be news, just talking about the ministry or just posting our videos from the Wichita Mission Church. That's what I'm going to start posting on YouTube, because my program would be shut down, thrown out, butted out, just like everybody else's being. That's telling the truth out there. So scratch that. This radio program isn't on YouTube. Anyway, let's thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like
Cape Town, South Africa, Adelaide.
I think that's Adelaide. I think it's
Adelaide.
Adelaide, you know.
SA, Australia, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And in the USA, we have Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Columbus, Ohio. And Paris, France is the largest group of listeners to the radio program after it posts to the podcast on branchpodomatic.com, branch.podomatic.com.
Yeah, that's branch. I need to put an N in that. But for a record, yeah, there's a huge number of people listening to Paris, France. They have been for a while, back and forth. But right now, they are the biggest listeners this week, anyway. And for the record, we didn't have a new program last week because of the wonderful cable company. Everything was all messed up. And so even our telephone in the house runs off internet, so it was impossible to do radio. I'm sorry, folks. They've been supposed to call me or give me an upgrade all week, and nope, nothing, anyway. By the way, send me a text to my phone at 316-619-4886. Let us know what city you're hailing from, especially if you've never heard your city mentioned before. Your Heavenly Father and Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio goes according to your will, not ours. And please, Father, just bless everyone that hears the program. Give everyone ears and to which to hear and understand the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Let's have a song and we'll get to talking.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory. He was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down and take his sandals off as he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, and he was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down, and they were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield. But I am the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing. Are you standing, standing on holy ground?
Well, I pray that you're, and that's like the lead into the program, I pray that you are on holy ground, because if you're not, we're in a place. You know, I got a friend by the name of Stan Johnson at Prophecy Club. He believes that, he really thinks that the tribulation has started in at the Feast of Trumpets this year, and it wasn't by specific incident, but just by everything that's going on and the way things are. I don't know that there will be one great big instantaneous event right at the start of it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just going to get, you know, I don't know. I just know that we're in severe trouble, especially here in the United States. Now look at this, and we're not going to read and go on it. The Panamanian government just warned us that 60,000 migrants are about to flood the United States and coming up there. And most of them are from Haiti, where the last ones were from. And, you know, we just let 15,000 in. That would be a total of 75,000. They're talking about having 100,000 a month. You know, and even Obama, and I don't know whether that was just the other day, came out and said that he doesn't agree with open borders, that it's not sustainable. Well, I don't know why he would say that, because he was pro it before, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe he never even saw the massive amount that would come in. But really, these people that are coming in, they're not, you know, you wonder how viruses are spreading things. These people haven't been tested for COVID viruses. And a lot of them are sick and with a lot of other diseases that we just don't even have in the United States anymore. And they are just bust all around.
We're going to have them soon, aren't we?
The country. And, you know, so it is just ridiculous. And then in another thing, we got this $3.5 trillion bill that's coming up that they're probably, I imagine they're going to get it passed. And there's like almost 3,000 pages to this bill. And if the Democrats get it passed, there's all kinds of crazy stuff in it. Now, some people say, well, I like some of that stuff. Well, for one, like for seniors or for people on Medicare, you know, it'll start paying for dental and some other things. So, you know, but it's a lot of money. Can you imagine how many people that are on, you know, Social Security right now all of a sudden going to the dentist and getting to pay it? You know, it's billions of dollars worth. But anyway, and I agree that it's, that Obama, Frank said, Obama's a liar. Yeah, we know that. So that's why I say I don't know why he would speak the truth just to form some other kind of bigger lie. Maybe he wants to be appointed president again. You think, Frank? I don't know. Maybe I'll just have you on in the next program, Frank, and let you talk. Anyway, but good point. Point is that, and by the way, folks, if you don't know, Frank is our producer. He's a guy that runs WBR. He's the founder of American Voice Radio. And we keep in contact by text during the program. Anyway, so this is the Build Back Better plan, which actually, this $3.5 trillion thing, Nancy Pelosi let it out the other day. You heard her say that, right?
No, I haven't been listening.
She said, well, Obama's Build Back Better plan, she left the cat out of the bag that this Build Back Better plan isn't really even, you know, it's not Biden, it's Obama's. It's Obama's. That's what she said. And she hasn't ever retracted it. She just, you know, I kept talking about it. So we all knew that anyway. But Obama himself is controlled by other people, you know. So anyway, let's get on with this. Now, you know, we're really being enslaved. And in that bill, they even put in the provision in that bill that, where's, there it is. They put in the provision in that bill, $3.5 million, to fine businesses anywhere from 700, or I think it was 700 to $7,000 per person that they allow to work for a company that isn't vaccinated. And right now, I mean, you know, the vaccinations, we've heard so much about them, but, and we're going to get into that, but let me tell you what, when you have doctors, I mean, in New York alone, we had 70,000, I think it was, nurses quit because they were either going to get fired. And the same way with, there's doctors and people resigning all across the country of big career jobs that refuse to take the vaccine. You know, Australia, they're making it where you can't even go to the, if you don't have a vaccine, you step out of your house, you're in trouble. They just want you to stay in your house and die. That's the alternative they're giving you. But let's look at this. You think things aren't right? Let's get into this article.
Bombshell from attorney Thomas Rentz. Nearly 50K Medicare patients died soon after getting COVID shot.
K is 1,000, so 50,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
From Natural News. Critical information exposing vaccine genocide is now emerging. Attorney Thomas Rentz presented this bombshell information at the Clay Clerk Reawakening American Tour event in Colorado Springs this last Saturday. The following text is sourced from the description to his video as well as LifeSites News, which has covered these shocking revelations. Thanks to the whistleblower that came forth to attorney Thomas Rentz, the public is now seeing for the first time ever hard data from the largest database available in the U.S. to study the COVID-19 impact, including deaths and injuries. The CMS Medicare tracking system.
Okay. Make some comments along the way. So we're getting ready to see data from people that are, you know, on Medicare that are, and Medicare folks, if you don't know, you don't get it until you retire or you're, you know, over 60, whatever, you retire at what, 62, something like that. So this is really critical. Go ahead.
Okay. During an extraordinary speech at Clay Clark's Reawakening American Tour, attorney Thomas Rentz shocked the crowd of thousands in attendance and millions watching via live stream, as he revealed. The data from the Medicare tracking system reveals that 19,400 people less than 80 years old have died within 14 days after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay, now, again, I want you folks to pay attention to this 14-day thing. Go ahead.
In addition, 28,065 people have died that are over the age of 80 within 14 days of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. The total number of American citizens that died within 14 days of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine is 48,465, according to hard data revealed in the Medicare tracking system.
Now, this information isn't from some bogus place. This is from the thing that always tracks everything with Medicare.
In July, attorney Rance Whistleblower, under penalty of perjury, stated that she estimated at least 45,000 people had died from the COVID-19 vaccine. USA Today fact checkers and other fact services claimed that to be misinformation. Of course they did.
Well, of course they did.
Of course they did. Anything that's true, they're saying is not true. So
right, okay.
They're not fact checkers.
No, they are.
They're lie checkers, and they always say their lies are not, you know.
Well, they're truth checkers.
Their lies are true.
If it's the truth, they want to change it to a lie.
Yeah, they're lie checkers. That's what they are.
Right.
Anyway, today's revelations solidify that the Trusted News Initiative is actually the source of misinformation and propaganda, and the attorney Thomas Rentz whistleblower was correct all along. After proving that over 45,000 people have died from the COVID-19 vaccine, Attorney Rance then moved his attention to focus on the amount of people that are being killed in American hospitals by Dr. Anthony Fauci's institution protocol of remdesivir.
That's another medication
that he's requesting.
Yeah, anything he requests. But let me throw this in. It's going to come up later in here, but I'm going to tell the folks now. This 14-day thing is really critical because here's how they get around. So why haven't they been reporting them as COVID deaths? You know, because within 14 days, because you are not, if you get a shot today, you are not considered vaccinated by the vaccine people until the 15th day after you've had the vaccine. You're not considered vaccine until the 15th day. So therefore, anybody that dies before the 14th day didn't die from the vaccine reaction. They died from something else.
Okay.
So they don't have to put it in their report. So you have people dying more quickly than later, you know. So what you're seeing, the ones past, all we're seeing is reported COVID deaths are people past the 14th day. You understand what I'm saying? So if you understand it, then the folks out there understand it. So pay attention. Keep that number in mind. But now we're talking about the protocol. This is the protocol that they use in the hospital. Go ahead.
Okay. Attorney Rance is also in possession of the remdesivir death data from the Medicare tracking system that has been withheld from the government by the government from our citizens. The remdesivir.
Just call it rest of.
Yeah. Data reveals of the 7,960 beneficiaries prescribed remdesivir for COVID-19, 2,058 died. That's 25.9%. 46% people died within 14 days of the remdesivir treatment, and the remdesivir treatment was established in U.S. hospitals by the direction of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's enough not to take it. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, if he said it, don't do it.
Okay.
Serious adverse effects were reported in 131 of the 532 patients who received remdesivir. That is 24.6%. Attorney Rance says this begs the question, why is this protocol in American hospitals? Does this appear safe and effective to you?
No, it doesn't seem safe and effective at all. But again, these people are so evil. You know, even Busey now is saying that, excuse me, he's now finally admitting up to the fact that we funded the virus in the first place. Said they did a great job with it over there. And so, you know, everything that's spewing out of this man's mouth is a lie. We even had some instances where he was caught telling his niece, she asked him whether or not to get the vaccine, and he said, no, under no circumstance get the vaccine. You know, this vaccine, from what I get now, hearing, it's designed to make you consistently need more, but there is dramatic. I've watched films and everything on it, and what it does to your blood almost instantly is crazy. I'm going to have to tell you, I almost believe that that most people are going to die from the shot within a few years of some kind of a complication. So what's in their plan? I don't know. Tell them where they can find us. We'll go to break.
You can find all the contact information, the Road Rule Program archives and mission updates are all at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, miss the mark. If they'll read this simple, clean, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them 3 wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
Well, we are, Pastor Dan.
The Catlin.
They're listed.
What program is it? Elias Branch, Prof. On American Voice Radio.
Okay, we are the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour, and we are on the American Voice Radio Network. And we've been on here for a very long time, probably since your start. Been doing talk radio a long time. Guest will start coming back next week. The reason I haven't had guests on, folks, is because of the shaky internet. But we're going to start having guests back. Joel Richardson scheduled, Michael Snyder scheduled, the Place of Safety from Little Rock, Arkansas, or not Little Rock, but Arkansas, the Ozarks, is scheduled to be on. There's three people right off the bat, and I have a lot of other people that are waiting to be on, but the reason I haven't is because of the internet. So let's get back into this, and we've got some other subjects to cover. We got time today. So this is, we're back to the subject. We're talking about the COVID. Go ahead. From LifeSite News.
Okay. A whistleblower has provided government data documenting 48,465 deaths within 14 days of the COVID-19 vaccination among Medicare patients alone, according to Medical Freedom Rights attorney Thomas Rentz.
Okay, stop a second. Now, they broke that down. They said that it was like 25% or 24.7% of the population or whatever. You know, my point is with this such a small number of people that we have this data on, how many people have died? You understand what I'm saying?
Right, the vaccine that does not, that paid with private insurance or paid cash or got them free.
Right, and you know what? And on social media, now, you know what? I pay attention to Twitter, and there's people come on Twitter all the time and are saying, well, I want you to know that that was my dad that had, like, this one person. It was my dad that had this Twitter account, and I'm just here to say that he passed away from COVID. He won't be back on. Or other people were saying, pray, my family's in the hospital. We even have people that are in the hospital.
My brother-in-law's in the ICU unit on a CPAP machine right now with COVID, and they don't think he's going to make it. He's stable right now. He's not getting any better, and he's not getting any worse. So it's just in the Lord's hands whether he pulls through or not. Because they refused to give him the infectum.
Yeah.
And they said it probably won't work. So, yeah, he's suffering.
Right. Anyway, and so we're not getting the real numbers of deaths out there. And it's just, it's getting worse. I mean, you know, we are living in, people don't get it. If you haven't ever seen the movie 1984, you need to watch it. Better yet, read the George Orwell book, 1984. And, you know, that's the kind of society that we're living in. Really, it is so very hard to get any kind of real truthful media, you know what I mean? And going to the internet, you have to, the first five pages or so of anything that you research are either paid advertisement for the people to be on top of this list, or just misinformation that Google wants you to have, or whatever thing that you know are using. The point is, it's hard to get truth right now, and the society is brainwashed. It's amazing though at how many people aren't brainwashed, and there are a lot of people fighting back, and so there is fighting back. It just has not come to guns yet, and I pray it doesn't. We're praying for something miraculous to happen now. You know, Maricopa County has showed that there was massive voter fraud, enough to throw the election in Maricopa County. We're praying that it gets straightened out. Let's go on with this, and we'll touch on the elections again. But people, you need to be prayed up, and you need to get stocked up. That's what I was going to talk about. I just seen pictures today, and then I seen a map of all the ships at sea that are having to stay offshore at all the ports because they're not allowing them to unload. Part of the reason is they don't have the workers to do it. And now a lot of those workers, it's going to get even worse because why? A lot of those workers, dock workers and things, they're not going to take the vaccine. And so therefore the company's going to either have to fire them or they're going to have to shut down or face these massive fines that are coming out. But anyway, so we're going to get deeper into that. But you need to stock up, folks. You need to stock up. You need to stock up your household. I mean it. Everything that you use. I mean, if nothing else, get you some beans and rice and get something for vitamin C. But you need to get stocked up. The winter is, I think we're going to have a severely, severely bad winter. I'm praying that maybe something will happen by spring that we pull out of this mess. But I don't know. Keep prayed up. It is a time of the end. So Let's go on. Okay, back to the document we were reading.
Okay, the announcement Saturday was made by the Ohio-based attorney who remains involved in several major cases brought against federal agencies relating to fraud and violations of medical freedom rights. In his presentation, Rentz expressed his appreciation for whistleblowers who were coming forward to provide the public with such important information from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He described the CMS database as the largest available in the U.S. for the study of COVID trends because it contains the data of approximately 59.4 million Medicare beneficiaries. One slide showed that the number of persons who died within 14 days of a COVID vaccine equated to 19,400 for those younger than 81 years old and 28,065 for those 81 and over, totaling 48,465 deaths. This is raw data, Rentz explained. There's no analyst, and he emphasized these death numbers are far less than 20% of the U.S. population.
Yeah, and again, that's pointing out that's less than 20% of the population. So what about the rest of the population? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you want to know why 14 days is important, he asked? Because if you die within 14 days, you're not considered vaccinated. According to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, one is not considered to be as being vaccinated until 14 days after their complete injection regime, raising the question of whether government authorities have been classifying these fatalities as some other than vaccinated-related deaths.
Sure they have been, because otherwise we'd have these numbers. We don't have these numbers.
They'd stop vaccinating people.
You know, yeah. And I'm sure maybe a small percentage of those numbers that died within 14 days maybe wasn't brought on by the vaccination, which is hard to believe. But, you know, for most of this, go ahead.
Okay. Rentz provided screenshots of the raw data from the Medicare servers, calling it a present for the scumbag fact-checkers who keep lying. In July, a whistleblower who works professionally as a computer programmer and healthcare data analyst, analytics, made a declaration under penalty of perjury that CMS data revealed at least 45,000 vaccine-related deaths due to experimental COVID-19 vaccine injections. USA Today and other fact checks that claim and called it misinformation. Of course they did. Press release on Rentz's website responds today's revelations solidify that the Trusted New Initiatives is actually the source of misinformation and propaganda, and that attorney Thomas Rentz, whistleblower, was correct all along.
Okay, let's stop a second. Now they're starting. They said that these are gene based vaccines, but they said there was no change to your DNA. That was a lie. We just found it out, and that there is no other DNA in these shots. And now we're finding out that there is DNA, foreign DNA, in these shots that changes your DNA. So if your DNA is changed in any way, shape, or form, you know what I mean? That doesn't really make you the same human being that you were. What are you? okay. Frank, can you read what Frank says?
Okay. He says, the reason they say 14 days is because they built this bioweapon to take 14 days in the majority to start showing symptoms of your organs being attacked by the bioweapon. So after 14 days, this has nothing to do with the vaccine.
Wait a minute. That's just the opposite of what they said. They said that within the first 14 days, if it happens, it's not from the vaccine. After 14 days is when they consider you vaccinated. And so that's actually just the opposite of what you're trying to say, Frank.
Yeah, of course they're not
going to
count
it. I think you said it backwards, Frank, because the first 14 days they're not counting it. They don't count you as being vaccinated. They don't count you. At the 15th day, then you're vaccinated, and then they could say it was from the vaccine death. But the first 14 days, you're not considered vaccinated, which is garbage. You're vaccinated the second you get shot. And the people that are, and I get it, the people that are dying within the 14 days, should they get to blame it on something else than the vaccine?
Yeah, but they'd be alive if they hadn't got it. So what caused the vaccine?
Right, but in the CDC system, the way they got it all figured out is, well, if you die within the first 14 days, it ain't from the vaccine. We don't have to report it.
Yeah, you get jabbed, you got 14-day life sentence, it looks like.
Yeah, you better make, if you want to make, blame it on a vaccine, you better stay alive to the 15th day, right? Okay. This is just, it's such garbage. Anyway, and it's, okay, we'll go ahead and read this too.
Okay. Since the rollout of the COVID-19 gene-based vaccines began last December, with adverse reactions, including death, being passively reported on the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, BACERS, many have believed the actual numbers of injuries to be much higher. The most recent data from the CDC's BACER system released last Friday reveals reports of 726,965 adverse effects in the U.S. following vaccination, including 15,386 reported deaths and 99,410 reports of serious injuries between December 14, 2020 and September
17,
2021.
Right.
Yet the presumption of significantly higher real numbers is supported by a 2010 Harvard Pilgrim study, which found that fewer than 1% of vaccine injuries are reported on BACERS. In addition, even vaccine manufacturers have calculated at least a 50-fold underreporting of adverse effects on this system.
In other words, you're saying the system isn't accurate.
Right. You know, some people don't even report their adverse exactly.
Right. But you know what? I've watched some people, again, going back to social media, I've watched some people, it seems like everybody that's getting, there's so many people that get shot that are coming forward and all of a sudden they're getting sick afterwards or dying or whatever. You know, it's just really, really heartbreaking to see that happen. Now every time I hear anybody that's about anybody going to the hospital, I want to say, you have the vaccine? You know, did they have, did your, you know, cause that's probably what is happening. It's a killer. And I can't believe how hoodwinked the whole world is. And I won't say the whole world because there's at least I think four countries down, Sweden, Norway, or two of them that have dropped it and are just treating, COVID like the flu now, and they're not forcing vaccines, and they're not forcing lockups, masks, nothing. They just dropped everything, and I don't know what the other two countries are, but it's big. You know, a lot of countries are backing out of it. So, you know, these people are being fact-checked. I don't know. Fact-check, that's just a lie, you know. Anyway, you know when you get fact-checked when you're telling the truth. That's what's going on. But anyway, so now you have YouTube kicking everybody off of it, and social media is just garbage. But it's still a good place. I don't believe in leaving the battlefield until the war is over. So unless you get kicked off social media and you're already there, you need to spread as much truth as you can. Try to be coy about it the way that you do it. Or leave, just give it.
Yeah, or you'll get locked up. I just got locked up last week. Laugh out loud.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So we are finding out with Maricopa County, and now Georgia is going into it, and there actually was charges filed in Maricopa County by the district attorney against somebody. I don't remember who it was, or they didn't say, for the election fraud that they just discovered.
Good.
So it's starting to do it. Georgia is fixing to do an audit, and they already claim that there's thousands and thousands of bad votes. The point is we may get Trump back. That's probably, but you see, that's why look, I believe that they believe that they'll get caught. I believe that's why they surrounded the White House or the, not the White House, well, the White House and the Capitol with fencing and all that, because they was afraid the American people were going to snap to it
and come after them.
And I still believe they think that, and I think that's why they jammed everything they can in the world into this $3.5 trillion spending bill it's everything that they want. They want to get it passed before they get thrown out, you know. But argumentatively, if we find out that Biden wasn't the duly elected president, we could probably take it to the Supreme Court and have anything thrown out that he signed because he wasn't the legitimate president. But we'll see. We could be coming to civil war. Who knows what we're going to come to. I want to emphasize at this point, folks, you need to really pray about supporting talk radio. Talk radio people, whether it's our program or other ones, we're really putting our necks out there. They are, believe me, they know who we are, and eventually they're going to come after us, whether it's they kill our internet or whether they do this or that, but we are out there trying to help and trying to keep you informed. So pray about supporting talk radio, whether it's our program or somebody else's. You can make a donation. I'll tell you how to do that later. Let's go into this just a little bit. Here's something else. We're talking about the voter fraud. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, narrative collapse. British media finally appear to be questioning Biden's U.S. election legitimacy. About time. So Trump was right. Thus begins a broadside in the Sunday Times that amounts to a clarion call for the world. America's president came to power in an election that was rigged. The American public is slowly waking up to the fact that they are being led by an ineffectual, devious, senile, half-wit, Rob Little writes, Donald Trump is back in the lead in our opinion polls. Imagine how awful a president must be if people would rather that sack of meat with mittens were back in charge.
Okay, now that's the British. The British media is leftist, but the British media don't like Trump anyway. So they're saying, imagine how bad Biden is if they get Trump back. That's basically what they said. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is big for the leftist media and over there to admit this. Go ahead.
Soon the public will wake up to something even more unpleasant and sinister, that the last presidential election was a fraud rigged by big business and labor unions, and more than anything, the media and the tech companies, he continues. If that election had taken place in any other country, it would have been called unfree. And as more and more evidence emerges, it terrifies me that the same thing would happen here, could happen here.
Right. And so they're, you know, waking up. Other countries really do know that, but the only reason they're coming out, they're making such a disaster. Let me tell you this, most leftist countries, while they want their agenda, they don't want the disaster that's happening in the United States. They don't want America to fall completely because they are dependent on us for too many things, whether it's protection and other things, but we are falling flat, 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 flat. And they don't want that, so they're working into it.
The secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election, a bombshell Time article released just days before the Senate impeachment trial, appears to have provided some of the best evidence in that the election was fortified by a shadowy cabal that included giant corporations, big tech giants, and powerful labor unions.
Right, and it absolutely did. And we even talked about it when that came out. It's a Times article. Folks, you can go to prophecyhour.com and go to the pastor's page and find a link to this. And so the election was stolen. I don't know where we're at, but what I will tell you is what I've been telling you. We are not America. As long as this administration is, it's an illegal administration that was helped being put in there by a foreign government, China, and some other governments that stole the election. So it's an illegal government that is here in charge of us now. The only way to fight back is going to take the states, and states are fighting back, but it's going to take the states at the grassroots level to stand up and to get us back if we are even going to be able to come back. And we may even see just a complete breakup of the United States. I don't know. So you need to be about your Father's business. You do need to, don't, people that, and I really have a problem when people say, well, I don't do politics. Really, this is your life. You have to not do it in politics. You're a part of the responsibility. You've got to do something. Even if you're not somebody that votes, you need to get out there and talk about it. Tell people why you don't vote and why you believe that it isn't counted, why the system's illegal. You've got to start using your voice. And Christians, you've got to get out of the pagan churches. You've got to get into the Father's Word. How many of you celebrated Feast of Tabernacles? I don't know. But anyway, so pray about supporting talk radio. Secondly, how's the mission church going?
Well, I haven't been there for a couple of days. I got a break from work for the feast day. So, yeah, I was doing pretty good. I still need hygiene products. I'm not able to give out hygiene. And they have been asking for it. So unless I can get hygiene products, they're going to have to go with that, I guess.
Right, and right now, folks, there's some, and I'm going to put them out on the website, but we're really, I really need some new donations for the Wichita Mission Church because I'm planning on I want to stock up some meats and some other things that I can get that are canned or prepackaged that will be good because, believe me, I even heard that maybe in this infrastructure bill that they're going to start taxing cattle really ridiculously where you won't even be able to eat. You will be paying $100 for a steak, you know, or a roast or something like that because of the price they want to put on beef. Because they say beef, you know, they fart too much.
Because the cows farting is tearing up our environment. Really?
They've been saying it for a while.
Oh, idiot.
And so I advise you and to get through the storm, I advise you right now to stock up enough meat to get you through the winter. You really need to do that till at least about April. You need to stock up, and I want to do that for Wichita Mission Church. And so, folks, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. And also, we need hygiene to mail out to them. I did buy 3 cases of Bibles yesterday, so we got some large print King James Bibles coming in very soon. But we always need King James Version Bibles. Large print is the preferable ones. You wouldn't believe how many Bibles we go through over there. So we do really, really need your help for the Wichita Mission Church. And, you know, you can tell them how can they donate.
You can find all of our contact information, all the radio program archives, all the mission updates, and everything is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
And that means, folks, that you can donate online, over the telephone, mail a check or money order, or you can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. Now, listen, if you're donating to radio, please mark it for radio. And the easiest way to give a radio donation, you know, is PayPal or whatever, but I don't care. Mail it in. Whatever way is best for you, we surely take that method. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church and pray about supporting talk radio. We really do need your help. If you have somebody out there that you'd like for us to interview, send me their information. You know, you can send me a text to prophecyhour.com or something. What is that? Okay. Oh, okay. That's the old one. Anyway.
And if you're in or around the Wichita area, you may want to start helping with Thanksgiving turkeys because there's a turkey shortage, and I don't know that we're even going to get turkeys this year. So we need about 15 turkeys for Thanksgiving dinner.
Clothing. It's winter. It's coming. Winter's coming quick. Don't we need clothing donations?
And we need coats, hats, gloves, everything that keeps you warm. Yes, sir, we sure do.
Yeah, so, and I especially put the clothing thing out. Although people have mailed us boxes of those things, you can just give me a call, 316-619-4886 if you're in the Wichita area, if you've got some clothing to donate, and we'll arrange for you to get in to the door, you know what I mean, and get the stuff in because the people need it. Believe me, we put it out and they take it, don't they?
Yes, I do.
And we are caring for the homeless and poor. Some people have a roof over their head. They can't afford food, you know, and they can't afford clothing. And so we're helping out with that. And so really, and as far as prophecy goes, there's a lot of people out there saying different things. But one of my most trusted people was talking about he keeps feeling like a famine is coming. Goes back to that. You need to stock up. You need to stock up. You need to stock up. And if you're living, if at all possible, and you're living in a major city that's over, has over I don't know, has over 100,000 people, or I wouldn't even do that. You need to get out of the big cities. If you, possible, move to a small community, and a lot of small communities, if you just pick your car, go to the ones that look like almost ghost towns. You'll find property values are cheap, and a lot of you people work from home that work. Or if you're on a fixed income, it's also a good thing because a lot of houses in those kind of communities are selling for, you know.
People are buying them up and tripling their profits on them right now. So
right.
They're hard to find, but they're still there.
Yeah, amen. Okay, anything last to say to them?
Just have a good week, and we'll be back next week.
Okay, folks. Remember that there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mother?
To always be a blessing to others, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you're praying for the peace of Jerusalem, it's like praying for Messiah to return.
And the word of, and our word, our Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It orders us to do that. If you believe in the Torah, that's where it's at. Anyway, all right, Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you'd please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you'd be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.